Okay, I'm continuing today with our series, Success in Life. How many of you want to be a success? I think most people do. Somebody said they didn't. Well, one time I asked that question and somebody said they didn't, and I don't believe that. I don't believe that's true, because I think everybody wants to succeed at something anyway. And so this session is being motivated for success. You know, one time a guy was walking around out in the country and he come up on a pasture, and on the fence was a sign. And it said, "Don't cross this field unless you can do it in 9.8 seconds. The bull can do it in 10. You know, there are many things. Hey, that probably would motivate you right there. I'll tell you a real funny story. When I was 18 and in Bible school, and there at the Bible school, they had a junior college with now the whole men of Bible college. Now it's a complete university. And so we were having open house in the boys' dorm. And so I had my little 53 Plymouth. And roses was really in bloom. So we decided that we were going to go in some people's yards and get us some roses for our room, so when they had open house, we'd all our rooms would look good. So they had a whole bunch of us in the second wing of the dorm, including Buddy Harrison, that became my brother-in-law. And so Seth Greenhall was driving my car, and so me and Buddy and I don't know, we were snipping some roses, and you know, so here, all of a sudden, I hear running, and I turned around, and here come Buddy running. I mean, and Buddy could never outrun me, but we both took off, and this dog was right at his heels. And so he went by me, and crazy Greenhall, he took off with a car and went around a corner. Well, when I saw Buddy go by with the dog behind him, I turned around, went the other direction. But you know, fear motivated him to outrun me that day. Fear motivates people. Faith motivates people. Love motivates people. Hatred motivates people. And the list goes on of what motivates people to do whatever they do. You know, in order to be successful, you've got to do it God's way. We've got to have the right motive or the right motivation. Now, George Meyer said this: motives reveal why we do what we do, which is actually more important to God than what we're doing. Now, of course, our scripture is found in Joshua 1:8. New King James says it this way. I'll let you turn there. I'll wait just a minute. I've already got them right here. See, I can just start by. I'll watch. Okay. Looks like people got them on their iPhones and their iPads on the front row and on their with their Bibles. All right. Okay, here we go. "This book of the law shall not depart from your mouth, but you shall meditate in it day and night, that you may observe to do according to all that is written in it. For then you will make your way prosperous, and then you will have good success." If you don't have a Bible, they'll have it on the screen, I think. Now, I want to read it from the NLT version. "Study this book of instruction continually. Meditate on it day and night, so you will be sure to obey everything written in it. Only then will you prosper and succeed in all you do." Now, the Message Bible says it like this: "And don't for a minute let this book of the revelation be out of mind. Ponder and meditate on it day and night, making sure you practice everything written in it. Then you'll get where you're going, and then you will succeed." Now, you got to remember, part one, we talked about identifying real success, and we finally come to the conclusion that God defines success as doing what He tells you to do. That's success. You know, many people define, let's go with ministers because I know more about them than I do anything else. Ministers sometimes define success by the number of people that they have in their church. But that's not the way God sees it. God sees success as being where he told you to be, doing what he told you to do. As a minister, it doesn't matter whether you have 10 or 10,000. You know, you could have 10,000 people but not be where he's asked you to be or doing what he's asked you to do. And as far as the world is concerned, as far as everybody else is concerned, you're successful. But not with God. And do you know what? Being successful in every area of life and not being successful with God, you have accomplished absolutely zero. Nothing. You're not successful. You may look successful, and everybody may think you're successful, but if you are not doing what God told you to do, where God told you to do it, you are not successful. Now, here's some things to think about. It's one thing to know what to do. It's another thing to be motivated to the point that you do it. You know, everything you do is done out of motivation. Now, I guarantee you, everybody in this auditorium setting here has been motivated to wash the dishes, take out the trash, mow the yard, clean the room by a mom or a dad or a guardian. Am I right or wrong? How many have ever been motivated to do those things? What motivated? Number one, you knew if you didn't, you were going to get in trouble. Now, when I was growing up, they applied the Board of Education to the seat of learning. Anybody ever been there? I'm not talking about abuse, okay? There's a big, big difference between the two. I'm talking about discipline. You know, we have all found that knowing what to do is one thing, but being motivated to do it is another thing. And so I want to give you some thoughts today on being motivated for success, having the right motives so that you can be successful God's way. Now, Joshua was motivated to do what God told him to do as he did what? Did you not read the scripture with me? He was motivated to do what he did by observing or meditating in the Word of God, in the law, his law, ours is the Word of God, and then doing everything that it said to do. See, when we pay attention to what we think about over a period of time, it eventually becomes the motivating force that gets you into action. How many of you have played sports? How many of you have ever sat in a locker room and have a coach come by and say, "All right, Hagen, I want you to see yourself scoring, catching passes and scoring touchdowns today. I want you to sit here and think about that." Anybody ever had a coach tell you something like that? What are they wanting? What are they doing? They know that when you think about something long enough, that it will motivate you to action. Is that not correct? See, if we think on the promises of God and meditate on them, then all of a sudden we see them as realities. And that will cause us to rise up and to do what we thought was impossible. Because God says it's possible. Meditating on the promises of God will stir you to action. Now, just reading it one time probably won't do the job. But the more you think about it, the more you go over it and over it and over it, it until it becomes the driving force, as some people say, but it's the motivation factor. It is what motivates you to get somewhere. You know, if this is a known fact, because I took about 22 hours in my degree plan, psychology, and what if you focus on you're no good, how many times you fail, the sharp negative criticism, another, it will affect you. In one of my psychology classes, and this has been years ago now, I haven't messed that feeling in years, but in one of the classes, we had a, they gave us the example. They took 100 students, all from the same economic background, all from about the same environment and so forth and so on. They were all equal, in other words. They put 50 of them in one classroom, 50 of them in the other classroom. They gave them the same books, the same workbooks. This teacher over here, over this 50, she was told to tell them that they're the dumbest people she's every day. Tell them all the time they're the dumbest people. They're the worst class in the world. They are, and just feed them with that junk. This teacher over here was to tell them how great they were, what good students they were, and so forth and so on. They both had the same lesson plans. They both taught the same thing. But this class over here that was been fed all the negative stuff, they were the most unruly kids. Every one of them failed. This class over here became the model students, and every one of them made high grades. Simply by what they were being fed. Because what you feed on, what's it pumped into your mind, will motivate you to be what you become. Now don't look at me like that. It's the truth. That was a experiment that was done to prove that the motivation comes from being told things over and over and over again. So, if motivation is what causes us to be where we are, then motivating on all of those negative things, you know, how many times you failed, how somebody told you you're no good, and all the negativism, you will become less than God created you to be and never will be successful in God's eyes. Henry Ward Beecher said this. Now, this goes back a few years for you people that are younger, when it talks about a boat without steam, because that's how they used to run, and then a balloon without gas. They're talking about the lighter than air, the dirigibles, they call them. That's what he was talking about, without gas. God made man to go by motives, and he will not go without them any more than a boat without steam, or we would probably say an engine, or a balloon without gas. Henry Ward Beecher. You know, being motivated by God's word will enable you to speak the right things. You have to, if you're going to be successful, you have to speak the right things. And I mean, we teach that in faith all the time. We talk about what you say is what you get. That's a principle from the Word of God. See, Joshua had to learn to speak a clear message that not only he understood, but the people. He had to speak a clear message so the people would be able to follow him. See, he had to motivate those people to follow him. Come on now. How many of you are your leaders at work? You're in an executive position or foreman, or you got people underneath you. Do you realize that you have to speak words to motivate them so that they will be successful to do what you need them to do, so that your department or your company will be successful, and that makes you successful? Am I right or wrong? You see, what we need to realize is that there are a lot of principles that we use every day that are the same, that they're actually Word of God principles, and we need to learn to apply them with the Word of God to our lives. When we do, then we find that we become successful. Any of y'all found that out? Any of you found out that applying these principles I'm talking about, thinking about the Word of God, meditating on the Word of God, has made you be successful? Let me see your hand if you agree with that. Yeah. See, he had to speak God's word and God's plan even when he didn't like it. Come on now. He had to continue to declare God's word even when fear was rising up in him. You have to do the same thing. You've been taught this on other levels when we talk about faith and talk about other things. How many of you realize that this is nothing new, that you've been taught this? I'm just covering it from a little different angle. Anybody getting anything today? You know, he had to continually say what God said even when it wasn't popular. Now, Joshua was able to do this because he understood that words that come out of a person's mouth comes from within their heart. And Luke 6:45 says so. A good man out of the good treasure of his heart brings forth good. An evil man out of the evil treasures of his heart brings forth evil. For out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. So in other words, what's on the inside of you is what's going to come out. Let's read that. That was New King James. Let's read that in the New Living Translation. A good person produces good things from the treasury of a good heart. An evil person produces evil things from the treasury of an evil heart. What you say flows from what is in your heart. The 20th century New Testament says, what fills a man's heart rises to his lips. What you continually think on will eventually come out of your mouth. You know, how many of you listen to the radio? Well, that's about half of you. How many of you ever listen to the radio? Now, when you listen to the radio, you hear what the programming is for that particular station. Now, there is a speaker there, and that speaker simply produces what is heard, the program that's being there. The speaker does nothing by itself, because its function is to bring forth whatever the station, the radio station that you got it tuned to, is flowing out. Is that correct? So, if you don't like what you're hearing, you don't get a new speaker. You change the station. Now stay with me here. Your mouth is your speaker. and it will play whatever's in your heart. If you don't like what's coming out your mouth, then change your heart. Come on. It's really just that simple. You know, if a person has a bad self-image, one of the things that they do, they continually tell that person how good they are, how great they are, how proud they are of them, and they have that person to write their name many, many times and to write down, I am a success. I can do this. Why are they doing that? Because they are programming that person on the inside to think successfully and think positively. That's why we have to get a hold of the Word of God and get it down on the inside of us so that we will begin to think successfully in line with what God says. Not what somebody else says is success. What does God say is success? See, your words are like the steering wheel on a car. They determine the direction you'll go and what you'll experience. You know, what you say out of your mouth that you believe in your heart comes to pass. Of course, we're all going to know now. You know where we're going, Mark 11:23. Everybody knew that before I went there, right? All right. For surely I say to you, whoever says this mountain, be removed and be cast in the sea, and does not doubt in his heart, but believe that those things he says will be done, he will have whatever he says. Then being successful comes from being motivated properly. Turn to your neighbor and say, being successful comes from being motivated properly. See, you can be motivated in the wrong direction, or you can be motivated in the right direction. Last night, motivation caused people to go into fear or cause people to go into faith. Hello? Oh, I hope the storm don't hit me. Oh. Or, in the name of Jesus, I take authority. Why could you do that? Because you've been meditating on the Word of God, and that's what's on the inside. And that's what motivated you to motivate you. Last night you were either motivated to faith or you were motivated to fear. Am I right or wrong? See, some outside force will motivate you. And you want to be sure that when the outside force comes to motivate you, that you immediately are motivated to the Word of God. Because that's where success comes. Anybody getting anything? I don't know about you. I'm sorry, enjoying this. I'm enjoying my own preaching today. Being motivated by the Word of God causes you to have I can do mentality. And guess what? That goes right along with Pastor's famous saying, I cannot be defeated and I will not quit. Why do I say that? Because I'm motivated by what this Bible says. That's where that motivation comes from that. Hello? See, Joshua took action because his meditation in God's word motivated him to believe that he could take over from Moses and be the great leader and do as mighty things as Moses did. Remember, he followed Moses. Moses stretched out a rod and the sea divided. Moses struck the rock when he was supposed to speak to it, and he got water. And that's what caused him not to get to go to the promised land. Moses took a tree and put it in the water, and it was bitter and it became sweet. I mean, all of these Moses brought the law down off the mountain. Moses done all these great things. And now God says to Joshua, hey, my servant Moses is dead. Now get up and you're going to lead these people. I think the reason that he told him to meditate and so forth and so on, because Joshua probably like a lot of the rest of us, hey, wait a minute. I don't know whether I can do that or not. How many of you has God ever put something in you and you said, I don't know whether I can do that or not? If you didn't say it, you thought it. You see, he said here, he told him how to be successful. Hello? So, he led him across the River Jordan, and it rolled. And when he did what God told him to, see, that's what all Moses did was do what God told him to do. He struck his rod out, the water divided. God told Joshua, he said, you get the priests, you get the Ark of the Covenant, tell them to start walking into the water. They'd start walking into the water, and it rolled back. And they marched across the river, Jordan. Now right in front of them was Jericho. City that had never been taken. Now I want you to notice, Joshua had to tell the people, hey, we're going to march around this place. Every day, we're not going to say nothing. We're going to be quiet. On the seventh day, we're going to march seven times. We're going to scream, yell, jump, holler, blow the trumpets, and the walls are going to come down. Now, wait a minute. He had to tell the people that because that's what God said. But Joshua might not have, he might have thought, well, wait a minute. That sounds crazy. I never seen any wall fall down just because you march around it. You have to knock it down. Hello. But they did it, and what happened? Did exactly what God said. See, when you say what God says, that's what the Word of God says. Whatever the Word of God says, when you say what the Word says, then you're going to get success. He did. Now they go down to Ai. And they got defeated. So Joshua said, hey, now I want you to notice Joshua didn't get, he didn't go crazy about it. He simply realized, hey, something wrong here. Because God said, go do it. And it didn't happen, so something's wrong. All right, Lord, what's wrong? The Lord said, well, they didn't do what you told them to do. And this group right here didn't do it, so they caused you to get defeated. So he regrouped and went back and won the victory. Joshua pressed in and pressed forward and possessed the promised land. Why was he successful in doing this? Because he meditated in it. It tells you, meditate in the Word, do what it says, and you'll be successful. That's what God, in a nutshell, told Joshua. That's what God is telling us today, that whatever the Bible says should motivate us to get up and to go do and accomplish what the Word says. See, all we need to do, go read the Word. Look at what Jesus said. And we can say this, if we believe that and say that, it happens. All things are possible to him who believes. Mark 9:23. All things are possible with God. Mark 10:27. The things which are impossible with man are possible with God. Luke 18:27. And then the Apostle Paul. I can do all things through Christ which strengthens me. Philippians 4:13. See, those need to become a part of us. Those need to be the scriptures that motivate us. See, meditating on the Word of God will motivate you. Then Paul goes on to say, I am more than a conqueror through him that loved me, Romans 8:37. That's what we need to meditate on. That's what we need to do. And then do what it says. Paul again says, I always triumphed in Christ Jesus, 2 Corinthians 2:14. Not sometimes, not maybe so, not hope so. I always. Always means always. Not a shadow of a doubt of it not being done. And then he went on to proclaim, thanks be to God who has given us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ in 1 Corinthians 5:57. As we meditate on the scripture, they will motivate us to have success. Are you motivated enough by the Word of God for success? Are you motivated enough to do what God tells you to do? Come on now. That's what it comes down to. See, there's many people that know what to do, but they're not motivated enough to do it. The motivation to do it comes from meditating in the Word of God and knowing what the Word of God says. Hello? And then saying what the Word says, not what somebody else said. I hear people all the time used to say, well, Brother Hagin said. I don't care what Brother Hagin said. Now, don't you say that, but I can. And he would tell you, I'm his son, here's his daughter-in-law, there's his grandson, there's one great-grandson that can remember him, there's one of his granddaughters back there, and they've heard him say it, and I've heard him say it. He said, listen, guys, it's not what I say, what does the Bible say? We got to say, don't say so-and-so said, say what the Bible said. Anytime you would go to him and ask him a question, he'd say, what does the Bible say? I see Rich King shaking his head. He traveled with him all those years. Craig shaking his head. Candy shaking her head. She's heard him. We've all heard him say it. It doesn't matter what somebody else said. What does the Bible say? You see, meditating in this word is when it will come out of you and make you a success. His mother, my grandmother, Pastor Mom, laying here, had gone to glory. He's standing there. Mom's standing here. I'm standing here. Lynette may have been standing here, and I was standing here. And then cousins and family members standing around the bed. And all of a sudden, I heard him begin to whisper, Death, where's your sting? And he began to quote scripture. And then he got louder and louder to everybody in the whole room heard it. And all of a sudden, instead of the gloom of death, there was the joy of victory. Why? Because he had meditated on this word. And he began to quote what the word says. That's your strength. That's where your strength comes from to face any kind of situation. Are you motivated? Let us study the word until we're motivated to be moved by the word and not what anybody else says. I want to close this, like I did the last one, with the word move. M, meditate on God's word. O, open your mouth and speak what God says. I don't guess they got it. V, veto any thoughts contrary to God's word. E, engage all your energies to obey God's word. That is the formula for success with God. Heavenly Father, I talked to these people for a few minutes today about having real success. And we understand that real success only comes when you, when we do what you tell us to do. Now, others may say we're successful, but we must understand that we're only successful when we are in line with the Word of God. And I thank you today that as I have spoken, these words have gotten a hold of people's hearts, and we will all become the success that you want us to be. I thank you for it in Jesus' name. And everybody said, amen and amen. With your heads bowed and eyes closed, please. I never like to have a sermon and a service that I don't give an opportunity for people to find Jesus. If you happen to be here tonight or today and you do not know Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, you can't be a success until you do. Are you here and you know what it is to be successful with God, but you're just not where you need to be and you need to rededicate your life? Are you here and you go to church, but you don't know whether you've ever accepted Christ as your personal Savior or not? Anybody on any one of those three invitations, let me see your hand right now. I want to pray with you, and I want to pray for you. Anybody anywhere in this room, upstairs, downstairs, wherever, anybody, may I see your hand? Anybody have a hand? Praise the Lord. Heavenly Father, I see no hands today, but Father, I pray that if there be one person in any one of those categories, I pray that the convicting power of the Holy Spirit will go with them, and they will not be able to do anything until they stop and acknowledge your Son, Jesus Christ, as their Lord and Savior. I thank you for it in Jesus' name. And everybody said, amen. Praise God. Well, stand up. How many of you got something out of what I said today? Put it into action and you'll be successful, okay? Connection team, go find those first-time guests and take them to the connection room so that they can receive that special gift that we had for them. Nobody else move unless you absolutely have to. Staff, you may go to the door so we can be there to shake hands with everybody. All right. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Find our first-time guests and get them where they need to be. All right. Like I said, if you're looking for a church home, don't look any further. You found it right here. Why do we say church? Welcome home. You're right here. Come on and join us. We call ourselves the Rhema family. Enjoy living for God. Life unlimited. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Remember tonight, 6 o'clock right here. All right. Praise the Lord. Wednesday night, hour of power right here. Praise God. 7 o'clock on Wednesday night. Yeah, hallelujah. Glory to God. Hey, we sing a song to dismiss. They'll tell you when it's over. Let me get to the door. God bless you. Remember, you can have success in life, but it only comes from meditating in the Word of God. God bless.